Hello and welcome to episode 16 of the Disconnected Gamers podcast, where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew, also known as J-Bond. With me today,
as always, if you don't know by now, let me reintroduce myself. It's your boy, Mike.
That's what's up. So this will be a shorter podcast, probably, if I had to guess, in the 20 to 30 minute range. There was an article on IGN, and it was, I think it was a GameScoop thing, and it was, should video game characters be heard or not, or be seen and not heard? And so I'll set the stage. Gordon Freeman in Half-Life never speaks.
Correct.
Mario never speaks.
Nope.
Link doesn't speak. I'm trying to think. The Master Chief in Halo speaks very little.
Very little, yeah. And I haven't even played Halo, and I know that.
You know, in Destiny, your character speaks, like...
Little, yeah.
A little. And I'm trying to think, like, in Dying Light, your character speaks a lot, actually. You know, your character has a lot... Yeah, he's got a lot going on. And I'm trying to think if there's any other bigger games that I can think of at the moment that, like, have characters that don't speak.
I think that's about it.
Yeah.
At least that I can think of.
Like, I mean, I'm sure there's, like, other Nintendo games and stuff, but...
Samus doesn't really speak.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for those who didn't know Samus was a girl.
Yeah. What?
Oh, my God.
It's like, you never beat the NES one under a certain time limit, and she takes off her helmet, and she's got blonde hair?
Yeah.
Or I think if you beat it fast enough, she's in a bikini.
Something like that.
I don't know. I think it really does depend on the game, whether or not a character needs to have...
Very much does, yeah, because there's been a lot of strong silent protagonists, but there have also been some very vocal protagonists, like John Marston in Red Dead, for example.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good one. But, the character in Grand Theft Auto, think Grand Theft Auto 3... Does he ever speak a goddamn word? No.
Never.
He just kind of nods.
Yeah, he just does whatever he's told.
But then, Grand Theft Auto 5, and even Grand Theft Auto 4.
They started adding.
But, Link's repertoire. Hiya!
Hiya! He just kind of nods and smiles. He just knows,
The scared grunt whisper before a boss fight. And then this thing stomps to the ground. And it's my thing is when you look at Gordon Freeman versus Mario, neither one of them really says a thing, but the games have completely different time, not time, but, completely different settings, you know? Mario's super fun. And even though, the princess got kidnapped, it's kind of serious. You should really do something about this. It's way more playful. Whereas, Half-Life, you know, I think it's different in Half-Life because all the other characters interact with you as if you have a voice, you know?
Right.
You can walk up to, other survivors and other scientists and stuff in Half-Life and you press E... Because I only play Half-Life on the computer. So
I don't think I've ever played Half-Life. No, that's not true. I played 2 on the Orange Box collection on PS3.
Yeah, it's a pretty good game. I'm a big fan of Half-Life. But
a pretty good game, yeah.
You know, when you press E to interact with, the scientists, they'll be like, okay, I'll follow you. And then if you hit E, they'll be like...
Yeah, he just kind of waves his hands.
Yeah, and then if you hit, E again or whatever, they'll be like, all right, I'll wait here. As if you did say something.
Right, yeah.
You know, and I think...
So it's more like you, as the player, doing the talking with your actions than it is the character having to say something to the NPC.
Right. And, in the same token, that does not detract from the game, because he doesn't just say, come with me. Yeah.
Right.
You know? Call of Duty. Your characters never speak.
Not much. I think that there's a few recorded voice lines, but they don't have to say much, really.
Right. That's kind of
go kill that guy.
Right. But even when you play the campaigns, that's what I'm like. there's a lot there's a lot of people talking to you, but there's not a whole lot of you talking to them. And like but Battlefield, for example, there's more.
I don't think the character even talks.
No, I don't think your character talks, but there's like way like the discussions are feel more developed in Battlefield 4 than they do in like Call of Duty, for example.
True.
Like I think the story is more like immersive in Battlefield 4 than it is in Call of Duty.
It's Call of Duty, yeah.
But it could just be my general distaste for Call of Duty as a franchise that makes me like Battlefield a little bit more.
Yeah.
But even still, big games, big sales, but no real voice. I mean, in the Master Chief, he says almost next to nothing. But it's funny, I don't think the Master Chief ever talks during gameplay. I think he only talks during cutscenes. And
Even that, isn't it like, not the last game, obviously, because there's gonna be Halo 5, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But doesn't he talk in 4?
Yeah, a little bit,
He talks to Cortana or something like that, a little bit.
Well, they talk during Halo 1 too, because when he first approaches Captain Keyes, the chief doesn't really say a whole hell of a lot, but then when he takes Cortana and he puts her in his helmet or whatever, she's like, huh, your architecture's very similar to the Pillar of Autumn, and then he just goes, don't get any funny ideas, and like that's the first line I think you ever really get of the chief. But even that, like, it's a very, Halo games, the chief has, like, very few lines, but they're pretty powerful lines. You know, like, the end of Halo 3, is when he's about to go into, like, cryosleep, and he just says to Cortana, wake me when you need me.
Right.
Like, I remember playing the game and be like, there's gonna be another one, hell yeah! Like...
Yeah.
But, like, I think that's, I think it's different in that sense. Like, when you think, like, in Dying Light, your character's saying a ton of stuff.
Right.
Or, like, in Resident, or just be, because that's the voice actor is Chris. Even Resident Evil, like, there's a lot of dialogue between characters.
Yeah.
But, like, if you didn't talk at all, would it matter that much? Like, in theory, like in Resident Evil 2, you only talk during cutscenes, or do you ever talk during? Yeah, it's only cutscenes.
Meet up with a certain
character, and then just talk for a minute or two.
Yeah, it's about all that is.
Yeah, and those games are pretty great.
It's true. Yeah, I guess you don't really need a vocal protagonist.
Yeah,
or...
I think the game, the story that's driving the game has to support like. Whether or not it has voices.
I think if there's no voices, it feels more like it's you driving the force of the story as the character than it is the character itself driving the story. So it's like you're the hero, not, not the guy in the game.
Well, that would make sense for Halo. Because in Halo, you are the...
You are the chief.
You are the chief. Or at least that's what it's... that's what you're supposed to... that's how you're supposed to feel, that you are the chief. So,
well, not even here's another question then about silence, no silence. What about the villain? What if the villain was a silent villain?
You mean like how Bowser like technically talks, and I don't really quite get that because he's like a dinosaur.
Yeah,
but like Yoshi is just nothing. I don't know. If the villain never talked, I don't think it would make sense.
It's true.
Like, how would you...
How would you know...
No, well, not in so much how would you know he's the villain, but how would you deal with...
Well, not that, but I mean, like, he wouldn't be able to so much portray his expression. Because anyone can make an angry face.
Right.
So...
That's an interesting question. Because I'm trying right now to think of villains who never talk. And, like, the only ones I can really think of is kind of, like, you know, Bloodborne type bosses don't really say anything. You just kind of know it's a boss. Or like even like the mini bosses in Resident Evil, they don't really say anything when you come upon them. Usually they just, you know, it depends on what they were. Like if they were a human and then they got infected and became a thing. Like in 5, the dude on the boat, when he, you know, he's mouthing off and then you inject him. He ejects himself with the Ouroboros and becomes that giant thing. I'm trying to think. I feel like it's more like horror games where a villain wouldn't say anything. Like Silent Hills, you know, there's not a whole hell of a lot of dialogue. In that sense, you know, your character is the dialogue.
It's true.
Like, because in Silent Hills, like, you know, it's your character's only really talking to themselves.
That's true, yeah.
They're trying to figure out what's going on, and at the same time, you're trying to figure out what's going on, but your only cues in the game are based on their response to something you discover. Otherwise, you wouldn't necessarily know if it was important at all. And I think in Halo sense, generally, those moments where you find something important that goes on, it involves another character, or it involves Cortana, or it involves, you know, the Oracle, or somebody else is doing the talking. And I think it's kind of weird, right, when you think about, like, the Master Chief and Cortana. Because Cortana talks significantly more than he does, because she's the one guiding you through the game and everything.
Right.
So, are they a pair? You know, do you view the Master Chief as a solo hero in the game, or is he nothing without Cortana? I mean, yes, there are parts in the game where you play without Cortana, you know, in Halo 2. But, like, how do you characterize the two of them being a one, you know, one type of character or not? Because, the two of them are, they're the main characters of the game, so it's tough. It's like Link and Zelda.
Right.
You know, Zelda doesn't... She talks, but she doesn't talk.
Yeah.
Because she's usually disguised as another character in the game. Spoiler alert.
You haven't played a Zelda by now.
Here's the deal. So, that's a good question. I really don't know how to handle that part. When you're looking at, like, if a character needs to have a voice or not. I think it really does depend on how the story is given to you, the player. You know, how the story unfolds is very dependent on how it's told to you. So if, like, it's told to you only in cutscenes, then the character doesn't need to speak during gameplay. But it's really important if they don't speak otherwise, because you'll have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, Mario... I guess the difference is Mario is such a simple game.
Yeah.
You know? The princess is kidnapped. You need to go get her.
Save her.
Go beat the levels. Go do the things. Like, you know, I guess it's different because in theory, the gameplay of Mario is platforming. It's not... There's no development of you going through the story, really, you know? Because it's just unlocking... Right. It's unlocking worlds to get to her. Whereas it's not It's not like at the end of each chapter, like, you had a run-in with Bowser. And, you know, you got a little bit more of information on, like, where she was being hidden or why he's doing this or, like, his goal.
What motivation is,
Whereas, like, when you're playing, like, a game like Dying Light, like, there's a lot of interaction with a bunch of different people. And through each person, you get another view of what's going on in Haran in terms of, like, the virus or the company that you work for or what anyone's one goal is.
True.
You know, and then the game kind of flips on your, you know, head at the end a little bit.
Yeah, you get a whole 180.
And then, of course, like, you've got games like The Last of Us where I totally knew what the story was before we'd even played the game. Because I was like, there's only, like, based on all the stuff we had, I was like, there's only, like, two things that make sense in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert. I was like, that, you know... Somebody had the virus and somebody's immune to it, or somebody knows how to cure it, and need to do something. It's something with them needs to happen.
Right, something crucial.
You know, and like, yeah, characters were gonna die and all that fun stuff. But like, even that one scene with the older brother and the younger brother, the two of them. I called that. Yep. I called that entire scene before it even happened. I won't spoil it for anybody because there might still be people who haven't played it. But like that entire scene, like based on like the little bit of dialogue you had with the two characters, I was like, I know exactly what's going to happen. And then it did, and I was like, I knew it.
Right.
But like, if you never got, you know, but even in that sense, it wasn't even so much the dialogue that led me to know what was going to happen. It was the visuals, you know, it was the way the two brothers looked at each other. It was the way the younger brother looked at a thing. It was the way the face that he made. It was, you know, that foreshadowing that they do in film so well. And like, there's a lot of that comes into games now.
Right.
You know, so much of film film literature, and I don't mean like literature like books. I mean just like the lingo the aesthetics of the way that they do film, you know, without words, is coming into games and cutscenes.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's super huge for making it so you don't necessarily have to have a dialogue-heavy game.
Right.
So it could be... I mean, it could really go one way or the other. At this point, you know? And I don't know that a game needs to have a lot of dialogue.
Right. So then, then there's another question. What would Metal Gear be like if it didn't have as much dialogue or cutscenes as it did?
Wow.
See, because I know Kojima, he loves cinema, so...
Right. He's a huge film
buff. The way he developed the dialogue, or had the team develop the dialogue, to me is...
It's like a movie in a game.
Yeah, a movie in a game, so... But if he had not developed it like that, would it have been a lot different than it is today?
Absolutely. Totally. The other thing, too, is... Like, you've got the codec, you know? And you can constantly call, and they give you... There's this huge range of dialogue that, like, you can call these people and get.
Right.
So, like, that totally... That one aspect of the game kind of changes it, because, like, your character might not say anything except if you call in, like, your character says something. Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be weird if your character called in and then said nothing. Like, if the chief called, you know, such and such captain of whatever ship and then just said nothing,
right,
it'd be kind of weird.
Captain talking to him. And
I don't know. I think Metal Gear Solid's probably one of the most cinematic games in like that I've played recently. In terms of like how much is given to you in the cutscenes, because obviously like Metal Gear Solid 4, the cutscenes are obnoxious, but they're good. Yeah. Like they're great.
Good though, yeah. You could splice the cutscene in that game and turn it into a movie.
Yeah, I mean people did it with Uncharted. There's a guy on YouTube who took all the cutscenes from every Uncharted game and put them into...
Wow.
And it's like, they're each like an hour, 2 hours long. There's only like a few portions where he just plays like through a game so that certain scenes happen.
Right.
But otherwise, like, it's actually kind of neat. Because you get most of the story through the cutscenes. And it's kind of neat, you know? But in like the same sense... Moving to Uncharted, like Nathan Drake talks to himself when things happen in the game. Yeah, because like you know you're just going through a place and then it's like you hear a bunch of enemies and he's like, oh shit, or you know, here we go.
Yeah, he has to brace himself to get ready.
Yeah, or like when he reloads, he's like, whew, you know.
Yeah,
grenades. No. Like Master Chief doesn't say shit when a grenade falls near him.
Just Bowser style.
Just Bowser. I think it definitely does depend on the story and what the person making the story is trying to get across, you know. I think it's just a matter of, you know, if the character needs to speak, they probably will. But like Mario, right. Mario's never needed to say anything to get his point across, so he doesn't. Link has never once needed to say anything. So he doesn't.
It's true.
Like Ni No Kuni, there's a whole bunch of dialogue between your character, you know, and the main characters and the tree and just all the other people you interact with. Like, it would be kind of weird if he didn't. It'd be of weird if he said nothing.
Yeah.
So I guess it does just kind of depend on the games. Which is kind of a cop-out answer, but I just think...
No, I get you. Yeah, I agree. Because, in terms of shooters, you wouldn't really need a voice.
Yeah.
Depending on the game. Like, Metal Gear, you would need a voice. Halo, what's it called? Half-Life, you don't really need a voice.
Yeah. Because in Half-Life, the story unfolds in front of you, and then there's a big portion of figuring it out. And then, the G-Man... who never really says anything until, the end. I don't know.
Yeah.
None of the racing games ever have dialogue.
Right.
Why doesn't the driver in Drive Club ever talk?
Yeah.
He never loses his cool when I blow a turn,
It's true.
Wreck a million-dollar car, and he's just I'm not even gonna say shit.
Yeah, I
meant
to say about this.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting. It's interesting too when you think about it too, because and then there's games where the character speaks, but the character only speaks in dialogue.
Dialogue, yeah.
Like the Swapper, the character basically, your main character basically says nothing, but there's all this dialogue that's being fed to you, but from the game itself in the environment, not necessarily in the logs that you read when you find them at a terminal, just in certain parts of the game, the game just says text.
Right.
But a game the first Zelda never really...
Oh, yeah.
There's not really a whole hell of a lot of dialogue, but in the second Zelda...
Text.
Yeah. But even still, there's almost no text in Zelda 1. Aside from when you actually save Ganon, or when you go when you save Ganon, when you save Zelda by beating Ganon, or when you go to a shop and it's buy something, will ya? That's the whole dialogue of Zelda. Buy something, will ya? It's dangerous to go alone. Take this. Zelda 2, you had the towns you could go into, and you could talk to the people, but your character, Link, never actually spoke to them. They just kind of gave you one-off dialogue.
That's true.
It's Link has actually never really spoken. I mean, he has, but...
But not yet. You'll never know if he actually... Talks.
Yeah. Well, but even that is the other thing too. Obviously games have come a long way, so now you can talk in a video game. But when you think Link's Awakening, right? Everything was text. It was a Game Boy game. There was no voice. Yeah. There was no voice acting on an NES game or a Game Boy game or Super Nintendo games. That was all text based. So it's you gotta look at it from that perspective too. If the game is text-based versus actual voice character, voice acting, is it more or less effective? Because you've got to sit there and read those words, so you're probably reading them in your own voice or in the voice that you assume this character to have.
It's true.
I don't know. It's kind of wild. It'd be kind of neat if you could just shut off certain aspects of a game, you just no dialogue in Borderlands.
Hmm.
If Handsome Jack's character didn't call you all the time in Borderlands 2 to be a dick.
Right.
But part of his character is being a dick, so he is gonna be in your face. He is gonna, taunt you and make jokes. Butt Stallion? Here, Butt Stallion?
Yeah.
So I don't...
Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah.
I really do think it depends on the game.
It really does, yeah.
Yeah. But I think, part of that is the magic of making a game. When you give us no real dialogue to the Master Chief, we have no, we can only make a guess as to what his history was before. Why he is the way he is. Through the other games, we've learned more about the, the Spartan Project or the books, Zelda, same thing. There's a lot of books about Zelda. Hell, there was a cartoon. The Philips CD-i games, I think Zelda said, Link's character has, far more dialogue. And those games are awful, but they're great, so...
Right.
I don't know. I think it's, it comes into play of, do you want the main character to ever say anything, or do you not want them to say anything?
That's true. Final Fantasy, for example, there's no real indication if Cloud wants to talk to you.
Oh, in 7, you mean?
Yeah, like, he has the text dialogue, but he doesn't really talk much. Like, there's some conversations where he'll just kind of, you know, brush his face out of his hair, and then the other character's like, oh, okay, so whatever, dude, you're not going to say anything to me?
Hmm. Do you get to make that decision, or that's just how the game... I've never played Final Fantasy VII before everybody freaks out. I think it's just a choice, you know? And I think in some cases it works, and I think in some cases it doesn't. Like, on a game like Mario, it really does not matter if there's, you know, major amounts of dialogue.
Oh, no, yeah, because, like you said, it's more of a... It's more of a, not casual experience, because there's still, you know, portions that piss you off, but...
Yeah.
But you don't need to, you don't need an update every single second for right. What's going on in that game.
Yeah, so it's just, I don't know. I guess if I, you know, to respond to IGN's thing, it really does depend on the game. But given that there are so many, there's such a variety of characters that mm-hmm. speak and that don't speak, mm-hmm. you know, it's just, I think it's just a formula. It's just a formula. And if, you know, they want the character to speak, the character speaks. And if they don't,
speaks, yeah. Then
they don't.
There you go. Yep. Very true. Very true.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess that,
and
I don't
that's just... a good thing. It's not a touchy subject either, because, you know, not everyone wants to sit there through hours of dialogue.
Right.
It's the thing.
Right, but at the same time, in some cases, you're like, man, I wish I could learn a little bit more about the character. But that's probably a choice, you know? They want you to try and form your own opinion of the character, or the idea is that you are the character. I mean, when you think, Mass Effect, you know, think about all the, I mean, or even just like Telltale games, like, you become the character because you are making these choices that will affect the rest of the game. Based on the choices you make.
Very true.
So I don't know. I mean,
decisions. So.
Right, that's the thing, right? And I mean, in Mass Effect, obviously takes it way more into the they want you to be the character because they give you like a character generator. You know, same thing with like Dragon Age, right? You know, you can pick what your character looks like, what they, you know, you've got options for dialogue or whatever. I think.
Right. Yep.
You know, so it's like, you know, I guess it really depends on what the game's trying to do, you know? Yeah, like, are you the main character, or are you just guiding the main character? Are you an observant of the main character?
It's true.
You know, and how does that play into what you get out of the story based on what they give you?
Right. Exactly.
Hmm. Interesting.
Very interesting subject, for sure.
Yeah. I really don't know if I can keep going on it, because it's like, it's, at this point, like, I've just kind of, you know, you have to just sit there and say,
yeah,
there's too many variables, you know, it's a choice, but I think certain games would be ruined with more dialogue or less dialogue, you know, it's a, some games, it just doesn't change much, because the game doesn't require it. You know?
Right. Exactly.
Mario wouldn't necessarily be better with dialogue, but it wouldn't necessarily be worse either. But it's like, what would Mario say? What would he say? Yeah. God damn it, yeah. I've been killing turtles all day. Like, yeah.
Bitch at.
Yeah, where's this bitch at?
My hoe's at, yeah.
I'm like, why hasn't anyone invented a gun in Mushroom Kingdom yet? I'm so sick of jumping on all these fucking turtles.
Yeah, I know, right? That'd be great.
So, I think it really does just kind of depend. I think you gotta give these people a little bit of credit on why they choose to make decisions, and understand that they may want you to just not know. Like, there are some games where they probably were just like, "No, I'm not gonna say anything."
Right.
Deal with it.
Yeah. Pretty much. It's like, they'll figure it out.
Yeah. Or you won't figure it out.
Yeah,
or you'll never know. You're just not going to know.
Yeah. That is very, very true.
So, yeah, I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Yep, that is the way the cookie crumbles.
Well, I don't know if you have any shout-outs, or if we need to shout-out, because this is like a mini one-discussion-type podcast.
I think I'm going to shout-out Kojima. Kojima-san.
Hideo.
On this one. Hmm. Yeah. Shout-out him. Hell yeah. The Metal Gear.
David Hayter. The original voice. The only voice.
The only voice, yeah.
Yeah. And if I knew the name of the guy who voiced the chief, I would shout him out.
John St. John, I think?
Is that really his name?
I think. Or is that Duke Nukem? I don't remember.
I don't know. I don't think that's the name of the chief. I think I would. Duke Nukem. Yeah, because I'm thinking it would like pop in my brain.
Because I don't think the... Well, I mean, I guess he's famous now, but at the time, you know, he was just an ordinary guy.
A regular dude, yeah.
Yeah.
What a career for him. What a lucky goddamn break.
It's true. Because I think he was a plumber or something
like that. He was just a regular dude. There's a YouTube video that, like, Ford and Microsoft put together of, like, this kid won a contest, got to interview him. And it's kind of dumb, but it's funny. And, like, he's just, like, a regular dude, lives in a regular house, and he's got a little recording room in the back, and that's, like, where he records stuff. But
Guy that did John Marston.
Right. But even, like, when... Just now to go back to the Halo thing, I know we were going to end, but... The guy who voiced the chief and the girl who voiced Cortana, they never met. Ever. Really? Until, like, the third game, I think.
Oh, wow.
And, like, I guess it was on purpose. Like, they didn't want them to meet. Because it helped fuel the kind of...
Well, obviously they had instant chemistry then.
Well, but even still, worked. But, like, you... Not even so much the instant chemistry, but the, like, the kind of...
I guess so much the dialogue.
But, yeah, the dialogue worked because, like, the chief's reactions to her, you know, Inquisition was a little, you know, he was a little reserved because he didn't know her as a person, so he wasn't necessarily comfortable with her. So he's replying to all this dialogue to a stranger, you know, and that definitely would change the way you would do it.
That is true.
It's kind of neat.
Damn. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good damn way to do it.
Yeah. Damn. So I thought it was a pretty interesting thing that they like had like the foresight to be like, we don't want the two of them to meet.
Right, yeah. Interesting.
So. But yeah, so I guess that'll be it for it. We'll shout out the chief, we'll shout out the voice, David Hayter, the original voice of Snake. We'll shout out Hideo.
Yeah.
You can follow us at the DGCast on Twitter. You can follow us now on Twitch at twitch.tv/DGCastTV. You can follow us on YouTube. Again, I'll post the link because we do not have an actual channel name yet. It is the DGCast, but you'd have to search it, and there's more than one DGCast. So, you can follow me on Twitter at SoAfterISaid. Mike.
MTong1.
At MTong1 on Twitter. That is it for episode 16 of the Disconnected Gamers Podcast. We hope you like this little snippet discussion on like one-off topic. We'll try to bring you more of this stuff. But for now, we'll just catch you...
On the flip.